My son Richard joining us now. Richard, we always kind of start off this particular time of the week with some car reviews. We don't have a lot right now. We've got some more coming in the future weeks. But for right now, we have driven something of late, which I didn't know if you had a chance to get behind the wheel or not, and that's the new Chevy Equinox.
I haven't, Dad, so I'm actually kind of curious. It was sitting there, obviously had a snowstorm kind of smashed around it, and so I'm curious to see what you think, because obviously I've driven the car in the past, but curious to see what they've improved upon.
Okay, so the car that we drove, by the way, was, as of late, was a 2023 Equinox Premier. This was the all-wheel drive version, 1.5-liter turbo engine. Now, I will give you the pros first, and I'll start there, because we try to do both pros and cons. Nice vehicle. In fact, even the wife commented on how nice the interior was for a vehicle that is under $40,000. This vehicle is $38,660. It's the top of the line, has every bell and whistle on it, plenty of room inside, by the way, and again, the apportionments are really nice. So, as far as all of that goes, Richard, is just, you know, standard size, you know, kind of that smaller SUV, if you would, all-wheel drive, worked well. To your point, the snowstorm that we had no issues whatsoever. It zipped around, no problem whatsoever. That part of it I loved. Quiet car, drove well. That part was fantastic, no complaints whatsoever. The only disappointment I think I had, or one of the disappointments, there's a couple, but the biggest one is the 1.5 turbo engine at our altitude, even though the turbo makes up for some of the lack of air we have here, just a little anemic, didn't quite have the power that I would have preferred. Now, did it mean that I couldn't drive around and get where I needed to go and pull into traffic and all of that? No, all of that worked okay. I've got no complaints there. Just not quite as much power, Richard, as I would prefer. Now, I also know in that segment, you're competing against other vehicles that probably run very similar. So, you know, I need to be careful when I say that, because if you compared it to some of the other models, makes and models that it competes with, it probably does okay. Although, and again, it's an all-wheel drive, so I have to keep that in mind. Its fuel economy for being a 1.5 turbo engine, you would think would be somewhere in that 30-mile-to-the-gallon range. The best I got, Richard, was around 25 miles to the gallon. To me, that was the biggest disappointment in the car overall, is just its mileage.
Well, and that doesn't seem to be a problem exclusive to the Equinox, Dad. You and I have driven several turbocharged engines over the past several years as they become more and more common, right?
True.
As companies are starting to try and acquiesce to the fuel standards, right, that they have to,
yep,
in terms of fuel economy, while, you know, not sacrificing too much power, and so they're going to go to the turbocharged engine. And I think it's something that manufacturers will get a little bit better with, Dad. And this is a little bit newer of an engine from GM, something
it
that
is.
They've kind of come
Good
out
point.
With a little bit more recently. And I will say this, that it is a crowded segment that this car goes into. You know, you've got lots of different cars from lots of different manufacturers, but from what it sounds like, and just kind of reading some reviews on it before we even got the car, it seems like this car's got some special packages, not that you drove all of them, but maybe that kind of sets this car apart in terms of appearance, and which may actually lend people, because again, very crowded segment, right? Lots of different cars in this thing, and maybe you want something that's not quite run-of-the-mill, and it sounds like the Equinox maybe has that option for you.
No, you bring up a great point. There are other versions of this vehicle, you know, kind of down line, if you would, where really you can get into this vehicle into the high 20s even if you want to, Richard. You don't have to have the all-wheel drive. This just happened to be the vehicle that we had and had to drive. And its rating, by the way, on fuel economy is 24 and 30, 30 being highway. But you know I spend a lot of time on the highway, and still best I got was 25, 25 and a half. So I think that 30 mark, frankly, and again, we're in the winter months, fuel as well, so maybe out on the open road, summertime, a little bit warmer weather, you're not warming up and so on, maybe you'd get to that 30, but in the winter months, I think 30 is a stretch, just my own opinion.
Well, and you may not be wrong, Dad. Again, I think part of what we test, folks, is what you're hearing is that real world fuel economy, and a lot of cars we test, Dad, a lot of SUVs test better than what they're rated at. In this case, it was a little bit worse. Not a lot, but 5 miles a gallon is not nothing. I think.
No, not in today's world. It's not. Not when fuel's, you know, $4 a gallon or more, Richard.
Exactly. And so, and I guess question that, do you know if you need to put premium in the turbo? I'm sure
they're going to recommend it, and I would highly recommend on a turbo you run premium, which, if to your point too, I missed the mark. Premium right now in Colorado, this is February the 27th of 2023. For those of you that may be listening to a future review of this particular vehicle, right now premium is just a little bit under $5 a gallon, Richard.
Interesting. Well, and we can actually kind of talk about that a little bit more, Dad, when we finish the review. But I think that definitely something to consider. I do know that Chevy and GM, Dad, continues to make improvements on the engines and on those turbocharged engines. So I would expect in future years for it to only get better, I guess I would say. I think they're kind of setting themselves a good baseline. And, again, from what I'm used to with that car, folks, again, you can't find a lot of cars all-wheel drive, Dad. And from this past week, I'm sure folks know, from the safety side of stuff, the SUVs, even those kind of those mid-sized, smaller SUVs, Dad, they still sit up higher than a lot of these, obviously, than all of these sedans out there, which definitely helps. And so definitely something I would consider for folks. But honestly, it sounds like a great little car and definitely something I think people should keep in mind.
Yep. And again, those of you listening, please, you can go check one of these out. There is some inventory of these cars around. So this is a car you may be able to actually go and drive and buy. That's the new Chevy Equinox. Go check it out at your local Chevy dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush from both Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.